Welcome to Epileptic Rants. My name's Lucas. If this is your first time tuning in, welcome. If you're returning, welcome back. All I'm going to do is get on here and rant. Well, how is everyone doing today? I hope you consider yourself blessed. I know I do. I was able to get up and put my knees on the ground and thank the Lord for life. Every day I can do that, I consider a blessed day. Boy, am I just dragging this morning. I don't know why. I went to bed early. I woke up early. I just seem to be dragging. I'm even having a caffeinated beverage. Of course, I have a caffeinated beverage every morning. But I just seem to be dragging this morning. My cat's having a great time. She's doing laps. She's hard to keep up with. She woke me up this morning. She's better than an alarm clock. But I just don't know what it is. I am just dragging this morning. I don't feel bad. I just feel slow. Like it's going to take me a while to wake up. Maybe this caffeine will kick in soon enough, and I'll be feeling a bit more normal. I'm trying a new caffeinated drink this morning. I usually have a pure kick, blood orange, energy drink. It's a powdered energy drink mix. I usually have one of those. Those have become my favorite. But I was in my big box retail store, basically it's a Walmart, and I was looking around, and I don't think that's where I get these pure kicks from, and I saw a flavor of a great value energy drink mix with caffeine that I wanted to try. It's a watermelon limeade, so that's the one I'm trying this morning. But there's one big difference that I didn't notice until I got home. The pure kick energy drink, the blood orange, only has 80 milligrams of caffeine per pack, as to where the watermelon limeade, the great value, has 120 milligrams of caffeine. So if you're really looking for that caffeine kick, the generic, the great value, is going to be one you're going to look for. Now, me personally, I don't know how I'm going to enjoy that much caffeine. I'll find out shortly. But I didn't realize there was that much of a difference. That's what, 1/3 more caffeine in the generic one? That's definitely worth the money if you're looking for the caffeine. Me, I'm not looking for a lot of caffeine. I just want something that'll wake me up and get me going. And I found those 80 milligram blood orange packs to be just enough. Well, it's been about 30 minutes since I started drinking this watermelon limeade energy drink, and I have found that that is just a little too much caffeine for me. 120 milligrams in one serving is just a tad too much. I googled caffeine in a cup of coffee, and I've done this, I know, at least 3 or 4 times in the past. I just never remember how much is actually in it. And I see it has 95 milligrams. And that's one thing I've always learned is there's just a little too much caffeine in a cup of coffee for me. Just a tad too much. So it must mean that 80 milligrams is about all I want. And that's not too much. That gives me about exactly how much I want every morning, because I usually only have one of those drinks every morning while I do my podcast, and it gives me what I want. So as far as that generic watermelon limeade energy drink with 120 milligrams of caffeine per serving, for me, that's just a little too much caffeine. But for anybody out there who's looking for some caffeine, there's definitely some packed into those energy packets. If nothing else, though, It did exactly what I wanted it to do. It gave me something to rant about. So, I got a rant out. So now let's see if we could find some of that good news to start our day off with and help brighten up our morning. Let's see what we can find. Here's a good story. 30 years ago today, Dances with Wolves, the epic Western film starring Kevin Costner, premiered. It was Costner's directorial debut too, and it won the Oscar for Best Picture. A film adaptation of the book by Michael Blake set in the 1860s, it tells the story of a Union Army lieutenant who treks through the American frontier to find a remote military post and how he dealt with the Lakota people who had been at war with the Army. He develops a growing respect and appreciation for their lifestyle and culture, and they develop respect for him. Learning their language, he is accepted as an honored guest by the Sioux after he tells them of a migrating herd of buffalo and participates in the hunt. After befriending a wolf, the tribe gives him the name Dances with Wolves. Much of the dialogue is spoken in Lakota with English subtitles, yet the film was a box office hit, grossing $424.2 million worldwide after a budget of just $22 million. The sweeping three-hour saga with its arresting cinematography was nominated for 12 Academy Awards and won 7, including Best Picture, Best Director, and Best Adapted Screenplay. I actually own this book. I don't know how long ago I bought it. I don't believe I've ever read it, but it's one I definitely plan on reading. It was a great movie. I'll never forget that scene of him playing around in the plains with that wolf. I just always enjoyed this movie. I would like to watch it again. As I'm older now, I didn't realize it was 3 hours long, and I didn't know that it won so many awards, and I didn't know Kevin Costner directed it. Maybe when I get through here today, I'll pick up the book and start reading it and see if it's something that I could actually finish. Let's see if we can find some more good news out there. Wow. Now this is an amazing story. A Minnesota grower drove his gigantic gourd all the way to California to capture first prize at the World Championship Pumpkin Weigh-Off with a whopping beauty weighing 2,350 pounds. Now that is a monster pumpkin there. And it's so befitting that Travis Geinger hails from Anoka, a town that has for years dubbed itself the Halloween capital of the world. Geinger, a horticulture teacher at the Anoka Technical College, won the grand prize of the Safeway-sponsored annual event, which pays $7 for every pound, taking home $16,450. Seeds from a giant pumpkin are the size of a peach pit, and after being planted in April, giant pumpkins can gain as much as 50 pounds a day on their best day. Geinger has been growing pumpkins in his backyard for 20 years, and according to the Star Tribune, recently perfected soil conditions for the Atlantic giant seed variety. And at its peak, his champion gourd was growing 53 pounds per day in the sandy soil of Anoka. The pumpkin was a mere 274 pounds shy of smashing the world record of 2,624 pounds set in 2016 by Matthias Willemijns of Belgium at the Giant Pumpkin European Championship in Ludwigsburg, Germany. Keys to growing giant pumpkins include superior seed lineage, treating with fertilizer every other day, constant moisture, and burying the vine in the soil to promote rooting. The Star Tribune reports that a single crack in the pumpkin during the cross-country drive would have disqualified him from the contest, but Geiger fitted the trailer with a pallet, tarps, and soil to keep Tiger King from bouncing around, and he watered it every time they stopped for gas. Tiger King must have been what he named it. Due to the COVID pandemic, the event was live streamed, and normally the winning pumpkin is sent to a botanical garden. That too was canceled, but in a happy coincidence for the Minnesota winner, this year happens to be the 100th anniversary of Anoka's Halloween celebration, so it will make a perfect celebrity as the legitimate Great Pumpkin. The first champion weigh-off in Half Moon Bay was held in 1974 when the mayor challenged the citizens in Circleville, Ohio, to a competition because they proclaimed themselves the pumpkin capital of the world, a title they lost that year. The Northern California town grows about 3,500 tons of pumpkins annually, with its dozen commercial growers shipping the golden gourds all across the United States. Well, I just found that story to be very interesting because the picture of that pumpkin, it was huge. I've never seen a pumpkin that big before. I can't imagine someone growing one that big. I think giant pumpkin. I think 100 pounds. I can't imagine it being... How much was it? 2,350? That's just amazing. This pumpkin is monstrous. I might see if I can just share this story over on my blog so you could get a good look at it. This pumpkin is huge. Well, if nothing else, I got out a rant today. I'm returning to my watermelon limeade energy drink. I'm going to finish it, even though it did give me a slight headache. I do believe that's a little too much caffeine for me to have in one sitting. So far, it's taken me about 2 hours to drink this one drink with all this caffeine in it. I'm just not used to this much caffeine. I don't think, anyway. I'm not sure how much caffeine those Game Fuels and Rock Stars and things like that have in them, which I'm very sure I've checked and I've just forgotten. But this 120 milligrams and what is it? 16 ounces of water? That's just a lot of caffeine for me. But I'm going to finish it anyway. I just thank you for tuning in. Know that as long as I'm feeling well, I'm going to put out a rant. And today, I wasn't feeling great, but I had to stick to my schedule. I wasn't feeling seizure bad, but I still wanted to stick to my routine. So, I'm going to keep this under 15 minutes. As long as I'm feeling well, I'll post another rant tomorrow. So again, thank you for tuning in, and may you have a blessed day.